So what was the funeral like? Was it lavish? Well, it absolutely was. There have not been many state funerals in this country ever for a non-royal figure. The previous three were for the elder and the younger Pitt, and then for Nelson back in 1806. Wellington actually attended those for the younger Pitt and Nelson. He didn't particularly want a grand funeral for himself. It's a typical of the man, but the Prime Minister at the time, Lord Derby, Conservative Prime Minister, and the Queen and Prince Albert were very keen for the great hero to be duly acknowledged. And so they arranged or ordered, the Queen ordered for a state funeral to take place. The Duke died on September the 14th. The funeral actually took place on November the 18th. That's 64 days later. And the reason there is such a long delay is so that the preparations can be put in train for this great ceremonial event. The focus is very much on the marshal. The order from on high, from the Queen, is that this should be a great statement of military power, Britain's military power, and statesmanship, not just therefore of the Dukes. The centrepiece is a huge funeral carriage, which you can still see. It used to be in the crypt of St. Paul's. Taken to Stratfield Say about 30 years ago, which is still the home of the Dukes of Wellington. Made of bronze, most of the bronze is from cannon, which were captured, French cannon at Waterloo. The whole thing weighs in excess of 10 tons. It's about 18 foot high, about 30 foot long, 10 foot wide, and it took about a dozen horses to pull it. And it became the centerpiece and of a great funeral procession. November the 18th, 1852. It's reckoned conservatively that about 1.5 million people witnessed that, which means it was by far the greatest ever state funeral at that time. Population of England is only 15 to 20 million, so it's a staggering percentage who actually witnessed the funeral. And I've argued in print that the reason for that is the explosion of the newspaper press in the 1830s and 40s, so people could get to know Wellington. They could read obituaries of Wellington in a way that wouldn't have been possible for any previous figure. And it's also about the expansion of railways. Now, when the Duke was Prime Minister in 1830, there were 166 miles of public railway in this country. By the time he died, it was over 6,000. So it was possible to get a day trip to London. For most people, probably the first time they went by train was the Great Exhibition in 1851, attended by about 6 or 7 million. If you hadn't yet taken a train journey, or you fancied another, going to London for the day of Wellington's funeral was what you did, and that made it a grand event. There was nothing like it for a commoner until Churchill's funeral in 1965.